Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Monday. Hope you all had a great weekend wherever you were, whatever you were doing. I know a lot of you, judging by my social media, were at the Luke Combs concerts there on Friday and Saturday at Lambeau Field. Looked like a ball. Great to see a lot of Packers in attendance, a lot of folks I know in attendance. Though, admittedly, this is true, I had to ask my girlfriend, do you know who Luke Combs is? Because I don't, but apparently a lot of you do, and you all had a really good time, so that's great. Watching Matt LaFleur shotgun a beer, put that on the old board, and never thought I'd see that, so it was great to see him on stage with the guys having a good time. I know Evan Siegel got a shot of Tucker Kraft that'll be memed to hell. And it was great stuff, those guys having a ball at the concert there at Lambeau. And now we are, I believe, a week away from the Packers having OTAs. We'll have the press in attendance starting next week. After Memorial Day, the Packers will have their organized team activities, and there will be media availability. Usually, traditionally, they've done it like one practice per week during OTAs, and then all 3 days of mini camp are open to the media, unless, of course, they cancel one of those days to have a team bonding activity, though I don't think they did that last year. Needless to say, so we'll be getting some headlines, some stuff to talk about from the Green and Gold here very shortly. Other than that, not a ton of Packers headlines to talk about at the moment. However, I did want to just mention real quickly, because I've seen so much talked about when it comes to, you know, the Packers offseason and the guys they either allowed to walk out the door or traded, what have you. And I know there's been a lot of talk around Matthew Golden for good reason, former first round pick, a guy who there was a lot of buzz about in camp last year. And then when the regular season arrived, we all know not a ton of production there. I would argue also not a ton of opportunity, especially kind of back half of the season. Now, so much has been made about how, you know, there's going to be obviously a lot more on his plate, a lot more opportunity for him. But I hope people don't forget that Savion Williams is ready to take a step as well. Clearly, the guy was pigeonholed a bit last year in the offense, did a lot of stuff behind the line of scrimmage as a kind of motion guy, swing pass type of stuff. And it's interesting, you go back and you watch his rookie year, you can see the upside, the promise, the athleticism, the physicality. But you also see, obviously, a guy who is a rookie, a guy who had a lot of ups and downs his rookie year. Really good moments, really exciting stuff. And then low points, certainly like the Panthers game, that fumble in the red zone. I think overall that game, he did not have a good kind of showing. But you also see that that was coming right after his performance in the Steelers game, where I thought he looked incredibly promising and did a lot of really good things, including scoring a touchdown. And that's life as a rookie in the NFL, right? And then clearly, obviously, late in the year, he missed a lot of time due to injury. He had the foot injury that he tried to play through. Never forget that fourth down catch deep up the left sideline in New York. Only played two snaps that game. That was one of them. Trying to be a returner, arriving at the facility, at the game, in a walking boot. I mean, you talk about a tough dude. I do think because of the developments this offseason and some of the stuff that we've seen the Packers do as far as letting guys walk or obviously kind of opening things up at the wide receiver position, there's zero doubt in my mind that Savion Williams will be given opportunities as a rotational piece. I don't think he's going to be, you know, a starter and or one of the first reads a lot of the time, but I do not doubt they will continue to utilize him as, you know, a bit of that gadget type of player where he's getting stuff behind the line of scrimmage, some traditional carries maybe. Even don't forget, we're still kind of looking at the running back spot as, well, maybe they could use another body there. Well, Savion Williams could step in and take some of that load off of Josh Jacobs and company. But I also think he's ready to become a traditional receiver. And I've seen a lot of people, maybe not a lot of people, I've seen a few people kind of trying to push the idea that, oh, maybe he should focus on running back. And I don't see that. I understand he could probably do it if asked and if he was thrust into that role out of necessity, but I think they like him as a receiver, and I think he can thrive as a traditional perimeter receiver in this offense. Now, there's a long way to go. We'll see what he looks like this summer in training camp and heading into preseason in the first kind of blush of the regular season. But don't forget that he is there and has now an opportunity, hopefully, to continue to contribute a little bit more as a traditional receiver. And I think that is going to be what occurs. I think he's got all the talent necessary to do so. And I do think people have somewhat forgotten about that and about his capabilities and the potential there for Savion to have a pretty productive year two in the NFL. But we'll see. We shall see. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everyone chatting it up. Before we get going, you guys know I got to give shouts out to our good friends, starting with our friends over at Ticket King. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King partners with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link in the description of this video, or indeed, on the Cheesehead TV website. We have links to each and every game. You can buy tickets right there or off our app. Do it today. Get yourself set for the season. Also, give a shout out to our friends over at ThetaCare. Don't let pain sideline your golf game this season. Stop in to ThetaCare Orthopedic Walk-In Care in Appleton. Open 7 days a week. They'll help you get back in the game quickly. Learn more at ThetaCare.org. All right, folks, what's going on? What's on your mind? Enough of my yapping. Evil Badger starting us off. Damn, tickets for the Cowboys game cost an arm and a leg. I told you guys last week. Always the most expensive game, though I did see, I think the Bears game may have surpassed it this season so far as more expensive, I believe the Christmas game. But yeah, that Cowboys game, always expensive, always a big, big ticket, no question about it. That's why you should lock it in right now. Ticket King, do it, people. Rob V, how are you, man? Nags to Pittsburgh for the preseason opener? No, I will not be in attendance. However, I may be doing an in-person watch party in Green Bay because I will be in Green Bay for training camp. Then obviously the first preseason game occurs. I may do a watch along, a watch party at a local establishment. We did that a couple years ago. I believe it was Jordan Love's first year as a starter. The Packers opened the preseason in Cincinnati. We had a watch party at Stadium View. I know Matt Ramage showed up. It was a lot of fun. Had a ton of Packers fans. That was a good time. I don't know if it'll be at Stadium View, but it'll be something akin to that. We'll do something probably along those lines for that Pittsburgh game, which will be fun given that Mike McCarthy's there. Aaron Rodgers reported today. Obviously, Rodgers won't play in that game, but it'll be fun to see them on the sideline together again. Everything old is new again, baby. Absolutely love it. Joe, thanks for the super chat, man. Matt LaFleur chugging a beer. Super Bowl incoming. Yeah, where's Lieutenant Dan? That's what I want to know. Lieutenant Dan has, had a vendetta against Matt LaFleur because he likes to drink wine. So I need to know, Lieutenant Dan. Feels like Joe's onto something here. Matt LaFleur chugging a beer on stage. Feels like the Super Bowl is destined now, no doubt. Andrew, what's up? If the script is real, Packers-Steelers Super Bowl. I would love this. I've talked about it before. I don't see the Steelers getting out of the AFC, but crazier shit has happened. No question about it. If things fall somewhat akin to how they did last year, maybe, you had a path. I mean, especially after, Josh Allen kind of blew it there in Denver. You had a path, but maybe the Steelers get lucky in that way. It would be amazing. I'll tell you what, it would be absolutely incredible, but a lot of ball game left till we get there. Ooh, Brody with a bold prediction here. Kraft, Jacobs, Watson all break 1,000. I think it's doable. I think it's going to be interesting to see how, involved and or off the leash, so to speak, Kraft is in week one, like right out of the gate. Is he fully involved coming off of that injury? I suspect he will be, but you never know. Right, especially in Green Bay, as cautious as they can be. But yeah, Jacobs and Watson, I suspect you're right. And with Kraft, the possibility is certainly there. No doubt about it. Now, I already hear people talking about injuries, and no doubt about it. There, that, you know, especially with Watson, you never really know. Guys, call hold your breath. But yeah, man, if they can stay on the field, no reason not to be. At 1,000 for each of them, no doubt about it. E4. Oh, I don't know what's going on here. Musically speaking, I used to be like Cool on Ice, but now I am so unhip that it's amazing my ass doesn't fall off. Shout out to Douglas Adams. I am aware and a fan of Douglas Adams, but I got to admit, I don't know that poll, buddy. Sorry. Jeff Jones, how are you? Jordan Love is not elite. I just watched some Green Bay versus Dallas highlights from 2023 and Love dog walked them with Micah on the squad. Thanks again. Cheesehead TV. Thank you, brother. Yeah, well, you know, some people are always going to hold that first kind of few months as a starter against him. Lots of priors need to be held on to when it comes to Jordan. And then I think you're going back to 2023. There was so much expectation heading into 2024. He gets hurt in week one. And obviously, the struggle with injury somewhat up and down throughout the entire season felt like a lot of people were trying to have an aha, told you kind of moment. And the step forward that we probably expected in 2024 absolutely occurred in 2025. He was lights out last year, but people have already kind of formed in their head, oh, he's never going to be this or that, right? I ignore most of that. You know, at this point, it's just that meme from Animal House. The Germans bomb Pearl Harbor. Germans? Forget it. He's rolling. It's like when anybody says Jordan Love's not elite. Not elite? Forget it. He's rolling. That's where I live now. It's all good. Chet, this is an oddly specific complaint, but I like it. I miss running out of I formation. They go to I every once in a while. It's not like it's completely disappeared, but it certainly isn't a staple. But I do know that they do it because every time it happens, I yell out to Corey on watch party, Corey, I formation. Because Corey's a big I formation guy as well. But yes, it is no longer a key aspect to the Packers offense or really, you know, the NFL in general, but it's still there. It's still utilized at times. And I do wish, I'm with you, they would lean into it a little bit more at times. Kevin, you are 1,000,000,000% spot on right here. Morgan is the key to the offensive success this year. Yes. Yes, he is. Obviously he is the one quote unquote new piece there at left tackle. Everybody else, seemingly, depending on how training camp plays out. But you look at the line and you look at, okay, yeah, Jordan Morgan, the new starter at left tackle, though he was drafted to be a tackle, and had to play guard for the last 2 years, essentially, except spot duty when injuries strike. But then, yeah, you've got Aaron Banks there at left guard, probably Sean Ryan there at center, Anthony Belton most likely at right guard, and then Zach Tom back at right tackle. The one new component there, long-term, is Jordan Morgan at left tackle. Now, everything we saw last summer suggests that he's ready. And he's only one more year in with all that kind of on-the-grass experience that he got last season as well. I suspect he's going to be good, if not great. You can absolutely move up and down the field, score a lot of points, win a lot of games with Jordan Morgan as your left tackle. I am totally fine with that. But it is the bit of unknown heading into the year. Now, with that said, you know, there's a lot of guys on that line who have a lot of improving to do. And they have so much improving to do as a unit. And hopefully that's what they are able to work as, a unit, in a way they really never got to last year. From the first day of pads coming on in training camp throughout the season, there were guys in and out, shuffling guys in and out, guys playing different positions. Because of injuries mostly, hopefully they get a little bit better luck in that regard this year. You never, ever expect to be, you know, having all five guys start every single game throughout the season. That just does not happen. And when it does, you need to take advantage of it. But, yeah, Morgan's the one kind of somewhat unknown, right? And if he can come in and lock down left tackle, they should be cooking, especially in the passing game. I do wonder about the run game, not just with Jordan, but that entire unit. You didn't see much of anything to give you much confidence when it comes to running the football last year. And again, as I just said, they haven't changed a whole lot other than putting Jordan at left tackle. So where's the improvement coming from? And I know it's a draft and develop team. Hopefully they're developing these guys up front and their abilities and how they work together. But again, that's dependent on them working together as a unit. So yeah, man, I hear you. Jordan Morgan is a big, big, big key to what they want to do offensively and having success in doing so. There is zero doubt about that. Rob, thanks again, man. I'm actually glad Jordan Love is treated the way he is. Sleeper. Somewhat agree, man. I do enjoy being able to rub it in people's faces about how good he is after so many people, especially in the national media at times, try to write him off. You know, it's like, no, he's really fucking good. And he's getting better still. That's the fun part. So keep hating, keep doubting. We'll just be over here as Packers fans knowing he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league. And that, again, he still has room to grow and get better, which should scare the shit out of the rest of the league. I'll tell you that. Simatovich. I mean, you're one step closer, buddy. A lot of ball game left, though. Still got a match, sir. Still got a match. We will see. Mike Witt, how are you, brother? Hey, Nags, I know he's a rookie, but I think DDS is going to have a sleeper good season. 5 or so sacks, I am thinking. Love his college tape. I enjoy it. I am interested to see how it translates into the NFL. I hope he gets opportunities, and I hope he makes the most of them early in the season to give him, you know, the experience and the reps necessary to get him acclimated to the NFL game so that when Micah comes back, he can be a significant part of the rotation. That would be the best of all worlds, right? But that is a big jump going from college to the pros. Nothing's guaranteed. I like his game. It's got still got a lot of work that I got to see starting this summer. Chet asks, wasn't Belton a tackle? Funny you should ask that. When they drafted him, they talked about how he had versatility, but they only ran him at tackle during training camp last year and in the preseason. Only at tackle. Even though he was, you know, they were asked many times, you going to run him at guard? You going to cross-train him at guard? You think he might play guard at some point? No. He's a tackle. He's only a tackle. Don't forget, when Zach Tom went down in week one, he started at right tackle in the second game of the season against the Commanders. I thought for sure Kennard was going to be the starting tackle, but no, they put Belton out there at right tackle. Now, up and down affair, rookie getting his first start, went about as you expected, but they were, yep, he's a tackle. Fast forward about halfway through the year, that Philly game, Elton goes down. They put in Sean Ryan there at center, and Belton got put in at guard. And then it was away they go with Belton at guard. And now it would appear that that's his spot. Now, that's why I said when I was listening off the line, it's most likely Belton. But, you know, I think Jager Burton's going to come in there and give him a run. I think there's a possibility that he, you know, pushes him for that right guard spot. And maybe Belton becomes the swing tackle behind Morgan and Tom. That's a possibility. But yeah, he was drafted and they talked about and they ran him at tackle all summer long last year until they needed him at guard. We'll see what their thinking is when we get to camp. Andrew Ware, thanks again, buddy. Chicago fans are chanting Green Bay sucks at a baseball game. Our coach is shotgunning beer at Lambeau while we chant Go Pack Go. We are not the same. Okay, but I do need to address this, all right, because I have been told somewhat reliably by someone who is there on Friday night. I don't know about Saturday night, but Friday night at that Luke Combs concert, I heard a Bears Still Suck chant broke out. I report, you decide, but that's what I heard. So I understand this whole, like, the Bears fans finally have a season where they beat the Packers and they're all excited. And then the never-ending cycle online, particularly of, oh, we live rent-free in your heads. Like, it's fine. It's good. It's all fun until it isn't, but it's fine. But let's not act like we don't feel a little something special for the Bears and their fans. And we are really looking forward to this season to kind of get ours back, right? There's no shame in that game. I got no issue with Packers fans thinking about the Bears, and I got no issue with Bears fans thinking about the Packers. They're confident for the first time in their lives. Like, it's been decades of futility in Chicago. So, of course, they've got Green Bay on their minds. They finally won. It's all part of the game, man. All part of the game. Mike, thanks again, man. Who knew Matt LaFleur could shotgun some beer? Hope Lieutenant Dan was watching. Did you see Orlovsky say Goff is his best QB in the division? Thoughts? I did not see that. I don't really care what Dan Orlovsky says, though I think he does good work. I also know he's been really complimentary of Jordan in the past and of Matt LaFleur and the Packers offense, etc. So Goff is a good player. No question about it. I would definitely 1,000,000% take Jordan Love over Jared Goff, but that's just me. Dan can have his thoughts. That is fine. Jerry, what's up, man? Jordan Love is a legit MVP candidate. I agree. I very much agree. Now, you got to get on the field and you got to do it, but zero doubt about it, he will be in that conversation this season, provided he and the offense around him stays relatively healthy. If that happens, 1,000% will be in that conversation. No doubt about it. Simitovich, what's up? Oh, wow, what a question. Not from Milwaukee, but is Homer good or bad? Homer's an institution. I know he rubs a lot of people the wrong way, including my co-founder, Corey Banky, but I know Homer's been doing it a very long time. He used to host a program with Brett Favre, you know, a weekly show when Brett Favre was doing it on the come up. I mean, right now, yeah, he's an old guy yelling at a cloud, which is fine. He's still got a ton of institutional knowledge. He's still seen a ton of Green Bay Packers football. Take everything you hear from Homer with a grain of salt. I just keep scrolling for the most part. Every once in a while, he makes a point that I agree with. But, you know, who am I? I mean, I'm old man Nagler over here. I can't really cast a stone. I know there are lots of people who tune me out who want nothing to do with my takes, which is fine. But I respect Homer. I think he's been doing it a long time. Like I said, he's got a lot of institutional knowledge. He's seen a lot of Packers football. I don't agree with his view on the Packers most of the time, but I'm not completely dismissive of it. That's where I'm at. Jeezy Baby, what's going on, man? Trey smack that by Akon for MVP. Mark Mosley proud. Man, you are speaking a different kind of language there, but I am happy for you to get that out into the world. Soder, what's going on, brother? Give Love Statline a full year of Watson, Reed, Golden, and Kraft, and then get back to me on he is not elite garbage. I mean, that's why I said if he and the offense around him stays somewhat healthy, yeah, he's going to put up bonkers numbers. No question about it. Rob, this is random, but I like it. I am still rooting for Jacob Monk. Well, the selection of Jager Burton certainly hurts his chances, but I will say he played well in that Week 18 game in Minnesota, much better than he did at all throughout training camp or the preseason last summer. So hopefully he can capture some of that. God knows they need depth along the interior. Well, we will see. We will see. Brett, what's up, man? Is that gathering at Kettle of Fish before the Jets game going to hit like crack? Will Ed Policy make an appearance like Murphy did? Random Packer, Kentrell Bryce. Oh, Kentrell Bryce. What a pull. Absolutely love it. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Don't forget. Kettle of Fish, 7 p.m. Saturday, September 19th. That's the night before the Packers take on the Jets here in New York City. We will be at Kettle of Fish, drinking, talking Packers. And who knows, baby, Ed Policy will show up. Now, to be fair and to be completely clear here, when Murphy showed up, that was because the Packers were having their meetup slash event at Kettle of Fish. Now, they booked theirs after we had booked ours. So clearly the Packers were like, well, where's Cheesehead TV going to be? We should be there because that's the hot spot. I kid. But yeah, no, I would love Ed to show up, though. I would doubt it. I'm gonna say probably not. But hey, stranger shit has happened. Mike, thanks again, man. With everything that went on last year with the coaches, them beating us 2 out of 3, that atmosphere in Lambeau Week 5 is going to be electric. Oh, baby. Especially with Micah coming back. You got to think Micah gets introduced last coming out of that tunnel. Oh, baby. Chills just thinking about it. Jerry, thanks again, man. Bears are like the little brother who gave Big Brother a bloody nose because Big Brother's hands were tied behind his back. Now we unleash the fury. That is a fine, fine analogy. I like it. I like where your head's at. Jeff Jones, what's up, man? Seems they used the screenplay less last year. I agree. And that not just the traditional screen, like a running back screen, a slip screen or what have you, but even some of the horizontal wide receiver stuff after like middle of the season or so, they used quite a bit of it early on. But I think, you know, it's somewhat's dependent on the opponent and what they think they can take advantage of, you know, but I'm with you. I do wish they utilize the traditional screen a little bit more, you know, get some Dorsey Levens type stuff going. But it does take a certain type of line, athleticism, etc. Can't just make it happen, right? You can't just wish it into existence. Joe, I love this comment. This is phenomenal. Don't you have any Cheesehead TV events that aren't centered around drinking? I'm just kidding. What do you want us to do? Meet at the library? Dog. I know you're kidding, but dog, come on now. Joe, what's up? How you doing? When I see Eddie Lacy highlights, I'm glad I got to see him play in person and sad it didn't last longer. Yeah, brother, I feel you. Eddie was awesome, man, especially that first couple years. 2014 in particular was just an outstanding season from Eddie. Yeah, it stinks that it didn't last longer, but like you, I'm glad I got to witness it. It was a lot of fun. All right, everybody, I got to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.